Bruma Flea Market is located in a suburb of Johannesburg on the site of a former drainage basin. Now 6 days a week, locals and tourists alike come looking for bargains. Local artists sell traditional African arts and crafts, but like most of South Africa, the market these days is in the midst of World Cup fever. Prices are always negotiable, so I decided to give it a try.
This one here now is going down because South Africa is not going through.
Yeah.
That's why the price.
So you give me a good deal on it?
No problem. You're welcome. As long as you talk nicely,
yeah,
you're going to get a better price.
Well, I'm very nice.
I can see.
All right.
I can see.
So how much do you think I should pay for this?
No, this year, I'm saying for 200, but I'm going to give you a good price.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you 450.
150 Rand is approximately 20 U.S. dollars. Some seasoned shoppers might have been able to get a better price, but it seemed good to me.
And that's your best price?
That's the best price.
Okay.
That price you can find in the market. That's the best price you can give.
With the afternoon Johannesburg sun beating down, I decided I needed to shop for a cap.
The special Voice of America price for these hats is what?
For special Voice of America for this hat, okay. I'm going to give a 10 rand discount. Yeah. I'll give them for 90 rand each.
Yeah.
90 rand each, yes.
99.
90 rand each, yes.
Okay.
This is original FIFA 2010 World Cup cap.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you paid the license fee to FIFA?
Oh yes. I didn't pay the license.
Okay.
If I didn't pay the license, they were going to take it for me, confiscate it.
Yeah.
But I paid the license.
Yes. Expert shoppers might have been able to get better prices, but I'm satisfied with my deals. Gary Jaffe, VOA News.